Hey guys, welcome back to the channel. Of course, this is The Divine Faith, and welcome to my first video on a deep dive into the tarot card. So on today's deep dive, we're going to look into the devil. I know I talked about probably doing the high priestess first, which I will get to the high priestess because there is some symbolism in the high priestess that will likely link her back to the devil as well as possibly the lovers, but I will get into that on another, I guess, episode or video. But anyway, if you don't know anything about the devil card itself, it is associated with the number 15. Now, through research and also through me learning more about astrology and numerology, 15 degrees or the 15th degree on a fixed sign is a degree linked to misfortune because of what? Because of the devil. And because sometimes, of course, that fixed sign energy, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, Taurus, they are too restrictive. I want to do what I want to do. Too stubborn. I don't want to listen to you. You can't tell me what to do. So that's where that degree comes into play, where it could be linked to misfortune because it all leads back to the devil desires, earthly desires. You know, the complete disregard for the spiritual pursuit. All these things flow into this meaning. But another thing, we have Saturnian energy. We have the symbolism of Capricorn associated with this card, as you can see. But also, Capricorn or Saturn in this instance is associated with the dark side of occult. Because again, when we go deeper into it, we have the 10th house, which is Capricorn's house, which we could say in this instance is the devil's house. Guess what? The 10th house is so public, Midhaven. That is the best part of you that people will get. But as you know, the 10th house sits opposite the 4th. So the 4th house is all about privacy, roots, foundation. Think about it. Think about if you've ever seen the TV show Hoarders. They could go to work and be the cleanest person in the building. But you go to their home and it's completely in shambles. So once again, the 10th house is how you show your best self to people. But that may not necessarily be your true self. Your true self, to me, is more so a 4th house thing. So what are your secrets? What do you like at home? Which is why, and I'm going a little bit off course, which is why when we take the devil card and match it with the 2 of cups, which the 2 of cups is the energy of Cancer. Cancer is the natural 4th house on the natal chart. It ain't gonna change. You start at Aries house 1, you work your ass around to house 12, which is Pisces. So when we put 2 and 2 together with the Capricorn energy and the Cancer, which is why you may not really see a lot of Capricorn and Cancer people together. Why? The 10th house is his best self. The 4th house is that privacy, that behind closed doors. Shit's different when you close that door, you lock that key. It becomes uncomfortable. And then not to mention the moon is debilitating in Capricorn. I don't like you. I don't care what you say. I just don't like you. I don't know why. I don't like you. Energy, you know? So that's just a little example, you know? And then jealousy as well, even if we want to talk about the same combination with the devil and the 2 of cups. It's jealousy. It could be jealousy in a manner of because one person has mastered their addictions, has mastered the devil, and the other person just can't get with the program. It could be, but this particular relationship is holding them back from doing that. So that's just a little snippet for those of you that out there that like to read for others or read your own cards. You know, that's just my interpretation. Okay. But then, oh, wait a minute. There's one more thing for this particular interpretation as well. You know, Saturn rules over brown people, but also if we're going to be honest, in the book of rulership, they say Saturn rules over the N-word. You know what I'm saying? That they called slaves back in the day. And you have to think about the moon energy Cancer, associated with white people. Let's be honest. We're going here again. So you have to think about the time. We have a classic case of possibly racism oppression, especially when we talk about interracial relationships. That's only a case by case scenario, but I've seen it. But also, 4th house is also family. So this may even be coming through the relationship. It could be coming from the outside. You see how this is such a difficult combination, difficult situation to push through. Because nobody wants you to win when the devil and 2 of cups come together. It's just hard. Because you have the 10th house, which is the public. And then we have the 4th house, which is your family. Not just you, your family too. So again, that's just my little spiel when it pertains to that. But moving on. Now, going back to me talking about the dark side of the occult. Now, the Aquarius will be considered the positive side. The positive side of occult. Which could be more so of like 11th house things to me. Because 11th house is definitely that house when it pertains to... what is the word? 11th house is the house whenever it pertains to community, groups. Maybe even fan mail you get through 11th house. But that's another thing. You know, hopes and dreams, good deeds, I feel like come through the 11th house. Now, it ain't always sweet because most people would probably argue that Aquarius, humanitarian, on what planet? But it's there. But the thing is, you got to work your way around this natal chart. You know, most people stop at a particular house because it's just comfortable. You know, but the more elevated you get, the older you get, that's the more you're supposed to progress. But some people just don't progress. Sorry, my child is slamming the door because he's pissed that I'm not, you know, I'm not catering to his every need. But anyway, so now with the number 15, we have to break that down to the number 6, which we are in a 6 year, 2022. So number 6 is associated with, feels like charm, honestly, love, jewels, you know, wealth. Also, the signs of Taurus and Libra are associated with the number 6. But also, again, like wealth, you know, I can't really say the heart because the heart is more of like a Leo thing. but either way, now when we get more into the symbolism of the devil, it brings up possibly, and this may be where they got the symbol for the devil himself, was possibly through the old poem. I think this Shakespearean times, Dante's Inferno. What was the point of Dante's Inferno? He has to fight through temptation. He has to fight through the ramifications of the devil, the sins of the world, to get to the higher octave. He's trying to reach nirvana. He's trying to reach salvation when it comes to God. Pretty much, I'm trying to get to heaven. I'm trying to make it through. Have you seen Dante's Inferno? The pyramid itself? Barely anybody's going to get through that thing. Too much happens along the way. You know, that deters you. That breaks you down, because the devil is about that business. He's about breaking you down to your core. Maybe even the energy of even making you feel small, because we also have to think about it. The sign of, or the energy surrounding Saturn is associated with fear. So if you have Capricorn stellium, or you just have a lot of plans in Capricorn, you yourself may be very fearful of the unknown, fearful of just doing things outside of your normal routine. So you get stuck. You start and stop. You go and you don't. You park and you reverse. You speed and you slow down. It's never really one speed when it comes to you doing something outside of the norm. But also, maybe in some type of ways, we have a sense of projection, because Saturn is associated with weakness, restriction, and oppression. People can try to suppress your desires, but the devil is keen on suppressing to fit his agenda, because to me, the 10th house is more so of an agenda type of a thing. Because again, at the 10th house, you're getting the best part of people that really may not necessarily be their true selves. So easily swayed. And that's another thing to take, into account. But even here, when we talk about the devil, he's associated with the 7 deadly sins. But back in, well, maybe before, they called the 7 deadly sins Roman Catholic theology referred to them as 7 cardinal sins. And we all know that the devil is a cardinal sign. The cardinal signs along with him are Libra, Aries, Cancer. Okay, but another thing that's interesting that I did some research on is the mark of the beast, which is mentioned in the book of Revelation chapter 13. And they talk about the mark of the beast even showing up on people's foreheads. And we have to think about Saturn is tied to destiny. And even when they talk about the mark of the beast in the book of Revelations, you know, they also talk about in that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And I immediately went to past life. Those of you who have seen my past life readings, you know, more than half of the time, the people who I do past life readings on who are in the public eye, they were already in the public eye in a past life. Why, can we possibly go as far as saying that maybe they too had the mark of the beast? It's possible. Even now you have situations of people even going towards the mark of the beast for what? That 10th house energy. The nirvana, the height of myself. This is who I wish I could be, but I fucking can't, because I can't defeat the devil underneath. So, I mean, I believe in some cultures that may be a practice in terms of, you know, there may be certain symbolisms on your foreheads. But, you know, it's also interesting because India is ruled by Saturn, Capricorn. And it's interesting how I don't know what you call it, you know, where they put what is it called? Somebody correct me. Put the dot or whatever it is. I can't think of what it's called. I know that's ignorant of me because I should know better than this. But I'm drawing a blank, you know. So it's very interesting how when it comes to women, I don't know if men do that as well. But I just found it interesting the other day. But also it will make sense as well where it just seems like that India is struggling to progress. There's that Saturnian energy at play as well. Weakness, restriction, oppression. But also Saturn rules over brown people like I talked about before. We're going to, you know, I'm going to say it. Saturn in the book of rulership. Negroes, slaves, people of color. I mean, you know, the United States is peak Cancer energy. So it also can play into a manner of where people of color easily fall into the energy of the devil card. Because why? Well, I talked about it before with the devil and the two of cups. The United States is the two of cups. The devil is people that have been oppressed, but they're trying to just be accepted by the two of cups. Just fucking accept me. Accept me. That's what I want. But it's hard to do that whenever I'm rooted in my history of possible racism, or I'm rooted in my history of these things. But that's another interesting thing that I was researching, because the author of the tarot deck, the main one that most people know, Rider-Waite deck, the one where it was legible, because the first tarot deck, was actually 1509, and I believe they have it on display in some sort of museum. I can't remember if it's like, not Jerusalem, because they damn sure ain't gonna have that in Jerusalem, Lord, God forbid. but it may be maybe Scottish or something, that in one of the Scottish museum or something like that. But either way, so that was the first recollection of the first tarot deck was 1509, but the one that we all could actually read was early 1900s. But even Rider-Waite himself, you could possibly go as far as saying that he was in peak devil energy when he came to start learning about the occult, the metaphysical. Because of why? Most people come to the occult or the metaphysical because of what? Something happened, and you don't understand how God could be so cruel to take away this thing or to make something not work. Think, if you even just go back and ask people about how did you join the occult, they got a traumatic story. I broke up with this guy. I was involved in some type of detrimental, abusive relationship. Unfortunately, alcoholism, drugs, you know. And so there's that dark side of the energy. But then people get into it and they forget where the fuck they came from. Like, let's not forget how you signed up for this shit. You were going through that dark night of the soul, and this is what you found. But back to my original point. Even whenever it pertains to, like I said, Rider-Waite, his sister died at 17. At that point, it's almost like he's denouncing the Roman Catholic Church because he's upset. He doesn't understand. So we can even say, like I said, at that point, he's going into the energy that he wrote about. But also at the same time, there have been texts, there have been his written work that has said, even he has acknowledged over time, you'll know what the hell you signed up for. And I'm paraphrasing. You'll know what the hell you're signing up for. And he's specifically relaying this back to the devil. And this could be the energy here. Very rarely is the devil positive. Only time I've seen him be positive is whenever he's right next to the Six of Swords. Because you're moving forward. You're moving out of the toxic situation. I can't even really say the devil next to the Saturnian energy. Because Saturn, I mean, I can't even say the devil next to the world. World is Saturn. The four corners of the earth. The four corners of the earth don't have teddy bears and sunshines and roses in them. So we have a battle. We have Saturn come face to face with Saturn, but we have the dark side coming face to face with the light. Who's going to win? We don't know. you know? But even outside of that, we have to take into account when it comes to the devil himself, this card, that most people want to ignore the fact that anybody can participate, can be a part or do the seven deadly sins. Nobody is above the devil. Most people want to be above the devil because they don't want to own the parts of themselves that aren't so nice. Remember, we're talking about 10th house. I'm at the top. This is who I really want to be, but I know I'm not that deep down inside. That's where you are at the core. 12th house, 7th house, 4th house even. 4th house is where you hide your deepest, darkest secrets. 7th house is open enemies, but I also feel like in a manner, you know, there is some Saturnian energy tied to the 7th house as well, because if I'm not mistaken. We'll have to talk about that later when it comes to Saturn and Libra. But either way, 12th house, we already know, that's the subconscious, how you escape. That's the parts about yourself that you wish you could let out, but you don't know who's going to accept it. We can even possibly say the 10th house can be a house where you mold yourself. You transform into who the public or people want you to be made comfortable. Think about politicians, because the devil card is associated with politicians. Monetary desires, sexual desires. Politicians are peak 10th house energy. I'm for the group. I ain't for you. Let's not get that shit confused. But we get it confused. Even, again, going back to Mr. Waite himself. He was a part of secret societies, Freemasonry. 21 of 34 of our, of 21 of the 34 people or whatever, politicians in the past time, when we go back to founding fathers, all part of Freemasonry, secret society. So who's to say his initial thought of the imagery was the right one or positive or even on the right path? Who's to say? We don't know. So there could be, I can understand where a sense of darkness could be tied to this, because once again, his initial journey into this was because of dark. And then there's a lot of essays and stuff like that about he was a part of so many different secret societies. Stop, start. Is that not peak devil energy? I just explained it. And then also in terms of that, during Freemason, even though during that time, he created a society where women and men could be a part of this. Good for him. But we can't remember secret societies were not allowing in people of color. Let's be clear. You had to start your own other society. I was reading up on when it pertains to Freemasonry, how they were talking about, this is way back in the past, I think North Carolina, 1998, I found this article. In North Carolina, they were talking about the white Freemasons are a part of the public. The public lodge, the black people or the brown people have to go create something else. How is it possible that he was not in peak devil energy? I don't know. Okay. Could he possibly be, maybe if we think about again, politics, when it comes to the devil, most are not from a different ethnicity. Most are what? Hello. Just saying. But anyway, so another thing that I was studying or looking at when it pertains to the devil card in the Bible, they talk about the King of Tyre, that he, I don't know if that's how you say it. They talk about how he could have possibly been the devil reincarnated after God casted down devil to the lake of fire because he refuses to acknowledge where he came from. He refuses to give God his props for creating him to have life. And that could, and that also goes into the car as well. We forget sometimes to just even be proud to even be alive. It's so much going on. And the devil doesn't necessarily have to pop up because you're doing something stupid. It could be as simple as you don't even appreciate the day that the universe has given you. You don't even appreciate it because you don't want to take the time to appreciate it. Because what are you doing? You're in the devil energy. But anyway, they say in the Bible that King Tyre, possibly, they make hints that he may have been the devil reincarnated, or the devil may have possessed him. Speaking of possession, we have the exorcism of Emily Rose. If you've ever seen the movie, scary movie. I saw it, never see it again. Scary movie. But even in that particular situation, we have parents who just won't believe that this will ever happen to their daughter. Peak devil energy again. The idea that it can never happen to you. The idea that that would never be you. That you would never kill. You would never steal. You would never, you know, do debauchery. You would never sleep with a married man or you would whatever. Woman, it doesn't matter. That is the issue. The fact that with the devil, it's hard for you to see the truth of someone. Because you just want to see them at their best. 10th house, mid-haven energy. You don't want to see nothing else. Which is why I say, you know, you come into this energy or people come into this energy, this occult type of energy. You're starting off with the devil. You're starting off in the Capricorn, the dark energy. Yes, you can move over to the light, but then guess what? The dark starts to eat you up because you refuse to acknowledge what's there. It's in all of us. You can't get rid of it. Even in White's, Rider-Waite's, whatever, essays or books, he talked about the fact when it comes to black magic, because of course the devil is associated with black magic, hence the dark background. But he talks about how there's a demon in all of us. There's devils in all of us. People want to summon spirits. You want to do black magic. You ain't summoning something from some other universe. You're summoning some shit that's already there. That's, you gotta be careful, because again, that's the dark side. Okay, but also the lover's card is tied into the devil as well, because there's that chain reaction, as you know, in the devil with the symbolism. We have the man and the woman chained to the devil, but they're not really chained. The chains are loose. They can walk away anytime they want to. But the devil convinces you that you can't, because the fear. He dangles that fear right in front of you. Or he dangles something in front of you that's hard for you to refuse. Gold, clothes, money, materialism. His wand points at the earth. The magician's wand points at the heavens. I mean, it's just simple mathematics. The devil don't give a shit about spiritual elevation. I'm pointing my wand at the earth because I want the best of the earth. That's what I want. The earth has the gold, has the riches. The most beautiful creation that God ever made. I want that. You can sense where it comes from, the jealousy. Even if you don't know anything about the Bible, it's simply, even if you know the stories in the Bible, I mean, hey, I'm a little bit of a heathen. I don't know the whole Bible. I don't care. He knows what my heart is, okay? But it's still one of those things here. Guess what? That's the whole reason of why the devil can no longer be in heaven. You got your wand pointed down at the earth, and that's where the hell you're going. You want to be down there? You can go. Because the devil also doesn't know compromise. He doesn't know true leadership because he feels like he always has to be a leader. And that's where the control aspect comes into play. Obsession over controlling groups of people. That's what happens on the dark side of politics. I hate to say it, Adolf Hitler. Hello, devil energy. Okay. Anyway, I don't know if Germany is... Capricorn. I haven't looked in my book. Okay. But anyway, even more with the imagery when it comes to the devil, he stands on a black box. But if you look at the box, it's not a full box. He's barely hanging on. We could go as far as he could be hanging on to knowledge stolen from somebody else, not necessarily his. And he's using that knowledge to pull people in. Could be, if you want to go deep into it. But the half a box that he's standing on represents his incomplete knowledge, his reluctancy to learn, to grow the hell up. You know? But anyway, but also the devil denies any spiritual component. It becomes about monetary, sexual, and political attainment. That's it. That's it. That's all. And it's a card of misery loves company. Always have, always will. But we also got to take into consideration, when the devil is reversed, most of the time when the devil comes up reversed, somebody just ended a relationship. Somebody walked away from something that held them up in the devil upright. But you guess what happens? Most people can't handle it. Most people can't go through the fire. And that can go back to Dante's Inferno. The devil in reverse. You're going through the goddamn inferno. You're going through the fire to get to the end. To what? Spiritual attainment, spiritual enlightenment. But guess what happens? You get to a door and your key doesn't work. And guess what you do? You melt down. I don't know what to do, so I'm going back. We do it all the time. Me, you, doesn't matter. We do it all the time. We go back to the devil because it's too easy. The devil makes it easy to do things that you're not supposed to do. It's dangling a piece of candy in front of you. Like, look what I got. It's a Snickers. You know, it's one of those things. And like I said, when he comes in reverse, it's like, yes, you're conquering it. But then it's like, damn, why does it have to be so hard? Why does moving on have to be so hard? Why does finding a job have to be so hard? Why does making money have to be so hard? Why does being rich have to be so hard? I mean, you know. Well, that's just the way it goes sometimes. It's unfortunate, you know. It's unfortunate that life has to be the way it is. You know, it's unfortunate that it doesn't necessarily always become easier. Eventually it gets easier, but it's not necessarily always easy right off the rip. You know? Another thing as well. To simplify up the devil, it reminds me of the scene in Harry Potter when Voldemort took over or came in Harry's body in the Prisoner of Azkaban, when everybody was refusing to believe that he was back. Dumbledore was there. It was in the Ministry of Magic. You can go watch it. I believe it's labeled as Possession or something. That is the devil in a nutshell. If I could sum it up in literally 2.5 minutes, that is it. Nothing else, nothing more, really. You know? But anyway, so when it pertains to, like I said, whenever it pertains to the devil, the biggest thing, the biggest way to persevere through this guy, you gotta see the truth. You gotta see the truth. There's no other way around it. You gotta accept the uncomfortable parts of the world, because the devil in a manner, like I said, his wand is pointed at the earth. He represents the uncomfortable parts of the earth, but he always wins because nobody wants to accept the uncomfortable parts of the earth. Because it sucks. And it means that you ain't gonna get everything that you asked for. And most people can't handle it. Most people can't handle the fact that life has other alternatives than the one that your parents may have set you up with when you were 5 or 6. It's just not how it goes. You know? But anyway, I will get into some more combinations that I've seen when it comes to the devil at a later time. But definitely the lovers and the devil is a big one. The lovers and the two of cups is a big one. And also, the devil and the lovers is a big one. The devil and the lovers is a big one. And the devil and the Saturn is a big one. Those are my main three big ones that I get just astounding messages when it pertains to that. Okay. But anyway, thank you for sticking around for my deep dive on the devil card. Yeah, thank you for sticking around for this deep dive, I would say, into the devil. We could have got a little bit more deeper, but I didn't want to hold you too long. But yeah, make sure you like, share, and subscribe to the channel if you want to see more of these videos from me. Next, I'll be attacking the High Priestess, and see you later.